Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we are talking about, or we're looking at, the school of the spirits. And our focus is on Holy Ghost meetings. The Spirit within and amongst us. The Spirit, that's the focus, right? The Spirit amongst us. Glory to God. I was there. We've narrowed it, or we've looked at the Spirit. We are looking at the Spirit amongst us in our gathering. And we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost meetings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis 1:1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, just taking you through what I've said over the weeks. Amen. What I've said over the weeks. I said, when this should be the 12th section, right? Okay, 12th section. So over the weeks, I've told us that Moses wasn't writing the creation of matter. No. Amen. Moses wasn't writing the creation of matter. What Moses was using was writing a known historical event, and was using a known historical event to teach about the oracles of Christ. We'll see that as we get into GPLR. It's part of the things that we're going to highlight as we get into GPLR. Some of those things when it comes to Bible hermeneutics. Amen. Like I said, GPLR 2024 is a privilege for us to do. It's more or less like a teaser. A teaser class to what we do in WIMA class. So some of you who are not in WIMA class will say, oh, this is what they learned in WIMA class. Amen. Just a teaser. Just an overview of some things we have begun to share and will yet share in WIMA class. Amen. Glory to God. So we're looking at something along the ecclesiology. Just along ecclesia. Hallelujah. So let's get into what we're talking about. Hallelujah. You know, the place where do we have the pneuma? The pneuma is practiced in the ecclesia. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the apex. Yeah. Amen. The apex place where the pneuma is put into practice. As when I say, when we're together, the things of the Spirit is put to work. Hallelujah. But let's get into some other things this evening. So, we said, as I was saying earlier, I said, what Paul Moses was writing about was writing about the oracles of God from a known history. Hallelujah. And was writing God's oracle. Now, in writing that, he also showed them something that was very important. It says heaven and earth. And we said that is telling them about the reality of their world, of their day. Heaven and earth. The heaven and earth together. How about you hearing me? Heaven and earth together. The supernatural and the natural coexisting. Glory to God. So we said the supernatural, right, is not a distance away. So we say heaven is in the clouds. Who told you that? That was just heaven and earth. In fact, I think it was in this teaching that I showed us the Hebrew word, right? Was in this teaching, right? Okay, it says that's the word bara. It was in this class, right? Right? I know I said something along that line when I was in Kaduna. I thought it was in Kaduna. I said it first. Too. Okay, I said it here first, I think. But I was being careful not to say some things I've not said here in Kaduna. And I jumped not into. Okay, it was here I said it. Amen. Amen. So, that word there, Genesis 1:1, is actually, in the beginning, God created the heavens in the earth. Is that? The heavens in the earth. So it's not a distance. So the heavens is not a distance away. Glory to God. Amen. It's part of what they used to
accuse a man of God of teaching something that is abstract. Well, it's not abstract.
Amen.
Amen.
The heavens in the earth.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, heavens in the earth. So, the heavens is not a distance away, it's within the earth. Right? It's not far. We say it's an handshake. So, it is within the earth, but it's a distinction. Amen. It's within the earth, but it's a distinction. There's a distinction. In Genesis 28, from verses 17, we read the event of Jacob's vision. When you read down, he now says, when he said, a ladder set up into heaven, I said, and angels ascending and descending, and the Lord stood above it, right? When he woke up from the sleep, when he woke up from the vision, what did he say? He said, the Lord was in this place, and I did not know. He woke up, and then he anointed the place. He called it, this is the gate of heaven. Look at Genesis 28. He called it the gate of heaven, verse 17. Genesis 28. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Today I'm going to read. It says, are you there? Verse 17. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is not that but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Did you see that? The house of God, right? The house of God is in the temple of God, right? Temple means union, right? Right? Amen? The house of God and the gate of heaven. Did you see that? Gate of heaven. So the gate of heaven is in the earth. The gate of heaven is within the earth. It's not a country. No. You know, I've heard someone say, when the Bible says, this years back, I didn't really understand, but I just threw it away. So, someone said, truly, truly, heaven is in the earth. And guess what he called heaven? He said, America is heaven. Africa is hell. And you trust, you expect me, an African, to take that. Amen. How can that be possible? So I'm here. But this is rubbish. Glory to God. It's not referring to a location or a country. No. Amen. Amen. It's within the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. It's within the earth, but it's a distinction. Glory to God. It's a distinction. It was within the earth. Not a planet. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. So we said, Moses wrote about something that was significant in their world. The supernatural and the natural coexisting. Glory to God. The supernatural and the natural coexisting. So we said, God wants us to have experiences with Him, right? With the supernatural, right? Much more with Him. Why? Why? Is it for us to raise our shoulder and no, I'm too black, I don't know. The experiences is towards His work in the earth too. Hallelujah. Amen. Did you see that? It's towards the, it starts in the earth. It's not for us to be, it's not for us to now use it and then now start molesting people. No. Amen. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. It's towards the start. God wants us to have experience, not just being theoretical. That's better said. God doesn't want us to be theoretical. Amen. Just theoretical. Just too theoretical. God wants us to have experiences with Him. Hallelujah. We began looking at some of these things last week on Sunday. And then we saw
that from Exodus 19, they had experience. Before Exodus 19, they had the experiences with God coming out of Egypt. Right? Right? By Exodus 19, they had experience with God. God spoke to them. Hallelujah. God spoke to them. God spoke to them. God spoke to them. He came in a thick cloud. In a thick cloud. Now, stop. I want to get somewhere. Stop. I know that there are some people. I said it. There are two sets of people in this category. Amen. Amen. Let me put it like this. There are three sets of people. One believes that God is God. Right? But there are some set of people who think God in the Old Testament books repented in the New Testament. Amen. They think, in fact, they say it. No. God too found grace. But God found grace. God, they say, no, that is Old Testament. How? Well, if you've understood that Old Testament is not a dispensation, right? Old Testament is actually found in the New Testament. Did you see that? Where is New Testament? Is New Testament Matthew to Revelation? No. New Testament is from Genesis. Right? Right? From Genesis. So Old Testament is an action within the New Testament. Right? Within the Testament of God. So Old Testament is an action of unbelief. Did you see that? Always get that right. Okay, but if you understood that what we call Old Testament is actually not Old Testament but books, you won't have issues, right? So now you say God changed where? The Old Testament. Old Testament what? Did you see that? Old Testament what? The Old Testament books. How? Did you see that? But it's not a dispensation. Amen. Glory to God. Why some other people will say, no, God didn't change. God didn't change. He's the same God. But in their minds somewhere. In their minds somewhere. The last expression of God is expressed in Christ. After Christ, there's no more expression of God in the earth again. Amen. That is, you are going into Eastern religion. Amen. God was no longer, No, God does no longer manifest himself again. How? I showed you in this teaching that after the resurrection of Jesus, right, there were people who still saw him. Hallelujah. Paul did. Glory to God. Did I call someone else? I was saying, Paul did. After Paul now said 500 people. Well, that was 1 Corinthians 15. Ananias did. Who did Ananias see? Before he gave the minister to Paul. Amen. Who did Stephen see? Say, behold, he said he had a vision, right? And when he said it, they pick up stones. Because what he said is, the man who you killed is alive. Hallelujah. Say, standing at the right hand of God means, come on. That guy is alive. He's not dead. Did you see that? Amen. And they took us to this guy must be mad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, but people saw him. People saw him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, so what can you then say? But sir, why is that we don't have as much expression as they do? Well, do you have as much expressions in the things of the Spirit as they do? Moses was teaching them about the oracles of God, was teaching them about God, and he taught them about the heavens and the earth. He now practiced it for them with the tabernacle. Watch it. Why do you think Moses brought out, was talking to them about the oracles of God? He brought out Adam and Eve in the garden. He brought out Adam's vision of a rib. You think it's surgery?
Moses was just writing signs. Maybe you see that there's signs in the Bible. No, it wasn't signs. It was a vision. He showed you Abraham's vision. He showed you Jacob's vision, Isaac's vision, Joseph's vision. Why did you think he was showing them? He showed you how to walk with the Lord. You see that? The only thing you knew Abraham's material world. Moses was never focused on Abraham's material world. It's today that people are going back to look for wealth where there was no wealth. And then they will not show you that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were wandering around. They were nomads. They had no place to stay. They didn't show you that. They hope you're following me. So, Moses' concentration was on the supernatural. Hallelujah. Because that's what he was teaching them. So, that was what they had as much expressions of the supernatural. Amen. And I believe, if we have much expressions on the things of the Spirit, we will see it more in manifestations in our life and in our ministries and in our meetings. Amen. Amen. How many of you have been having supernatural encounters, supernatural expressions since we started this teaching? Amen. And if you watch closely, he gets stronger and stronger. Sometimes he even gets stronger after you are done with a meeting. You're so strong. Amen. Imagine imagine everybody have such kind of expressions. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I get up here to teach us on the school of the Spirit and I feel like not stopping. I feel like not stopping. Amen. Because as I'm having to teach us, I'm also participating in it. Because when I feel the power so strong, is it because I'm not telling you I'm feeling the power of God so strong right now? Like I used to do then. I've grown too. Amen. I've grown to say less of those things. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. So, I'll say this like Parkin and Hagen would say. We will have a greater manifestations of the things of the Spirit when we have much of the teachings along those lines. We'll have most of the teachings along those lines. Along those lines. Hallelujah. And then, well, you should know that I've switched a bit right now. And then, the church stays fanning to flame the things of the Spirit. The church stays there, fanning into flame in our lives, staying on the edge as regards the things of the Spirit. And fanning into flame much more, much more. You know, learning not to quench the fire of the Spirit. Learning not to quench the fire of the Spirit. Learning not to quench the fire of the Spirit. Because it's a responsibility to keep the fire of the Spirit burning. It's yours. It's your responsibility to keep it burning. So, Moses will tell them that the role of the priest is to keep the fire burning. Stop. Which fire? Fire for what? Fire for what? Fire for what? Will they keep burning? They are the fire of the Lord. Yes? Concerning what? The things of the Spirit. You see that? So what does it now cause strange fire? Adultery. Did you see that? What would he call strange fire? Did you see that? That means the fire for the things of the Spirit should be kept burning. If he says the fire for the things of the Spirit should be kept burning, it therefore means Moses, God wants us, even Moses spoke about it, to stay at the edge when it comes to the things of the Spirit. Stay at the edge. I told you, when you minister God's word, when you minister the things of the Spirit, how do you minister it? It shows whether you are at the edge. Hallelujah. How are you following me? How are you following me? It shows whether you are at the edge. How do you minister the things of the Spirit? So if you minister the things of the Spirit as though
They don't have the Holy Ghost. Permit me to say this. The Holy Ghost is charismatic. Are you following me? The Holy Ghost is charismatic. You know what charismatic? The Holy Ghost is energetic. I heard this from Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. He said this one years back. He said, when Jesus appeared, that was the first time I heard that expression. So when Jesus appeared to his disciples, he didn't come and tell them, "Hail me, hail me, hail me, hail me, hail me, hail me. I have risen. Hail me, hail me. Peter, hail me." He didn't come doing that. Amen. Amen. The Greek expression of that "hail me, hail me" was a boast. Amen. Amen. Jesus showed up and he told them, "Hail me." You know when you show up to somebody, say, "Hail me. I told you I will ride." Something like that. Hallelujah. So it's not, "Hail me, hail me. Peter, see me, see me." No. Amen. "Hail me." You know, he came with that, you know, that energy. That's what the Bible said. They were glad to see him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. "Hail me. I told you I'm alright. I told you death will not hold me down. Come on. This is me. Flesh and bones." That's what he was saying. Amen. And you minister to somebody. You are this. Come on! Hallelujah! Energy. Energy. Boldness. Did you see that? Be bold. Amen. Timidity is not part of the things of the Spirit. Be bold. Be bold. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be bold. Keep the fire burning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to get into some details this evening. Some details this evening. Hallelujah. You keep the fire burning. You keep the fire burning. Keep it. Keep it. Keep it. Keep it. You keep it burning. You keep it burning. And, you know, they had so much of that expression of God. Hallelujah. So much of it. So much of it. So much of it. And not just them. Also in the New Testament books. It didn't drop. Hallelujah. It didn't drop. So it shouldn't drop in our world. Hope you're hearing me. It didn't drop. Peter was in prison. And then angels appeared. Glory to God. They were about to kill him for the because of the gospel. He didn't go to commit fraud and DSS caught him. He didn't go out to steal and DSS caught him. It was for the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who are following me? But for the gospel. Police didn't catch him because he was in Yahoo Yahoo. Hope you understand that. Amen. Peter will say, "Let he that suffer not suffer as a murderer." Don't suffer. Do you understand me? Amen. Glory to God. Or as a busybody. No. Glory to God. So they also had their expressions. Look at Ananias. Paul had experience in Acts 9, right? Ananias had the same experience. In fact, Ananias' experience was a revelation gift. Hope you know that. And I saw the Lord like they would see the Lord. He saw the Lord. And the Lord gave. Now, that is how revelation gift works. He gave him the place. So I said, how can God, how can you know a name of somebody? God gave him the name. Now, when he heard the name Saul of Tarsus, he paused to question God. Say, "Lord, how about that? Say, Lord, do you know this guy?"
You are having you had an encounter with the Lord. I said, Lord, I know you are Lord, but we are here, physical. We know what this guy is. This guy is a terror. He said, go your way. Amen. He gave him the address. He said, to the streets called streets. He says, go to the streets called streets and inquire of a man named Saul of Tarsus. How about that? So the revelation gives works with places, with names, hallelujah, with locations. Revelation gives word of knowledge. It works with names. So, glory to God. Stop. That means I can. If I can. Pay attention to places. Pay attention to names. Even right now. Remember, those revelations, it doesn't work with the prior knowledge. Amen. Amen. Never forget that. That means I can be open to God's Spirit for places, for names, for locations. Hallelujah. And sometimes you have flashes of colors. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a school, right? Turn to someone. Let's practice something. What I just said now. Turn to someone. Quickly. Pay attention. Pay attention to location. Now, I'm not telling you to stop. I'm not telling you. You know, we're in a school. So that means we can build boldness. Right? It's a school. Don't be scared. It's a school. Don't go further. Just pay attention to location concerning that person. Location, names, places, and acts. I don't think you should go further. Just location. Yeah, pay attention now. Mention. Ask the person for locations you are seeing. For persons, for names. Don't be scared to mention the name. Amen. That's all. And it's not guesswork. Because the revelation gift is all over this place. And you know, it gets more interesting when you know the person in total. You will now be very careful not to walk with your head. Hallelujah. You know, when you know somebody, you know, I know Ayo. I know her sister's name. I know her father. I know everybody. So that means I will now be careful. Did you that? Not to. Amen. Walk with pure knowledge. And I have to pay attention to the location. Hallelujah. Now pay attention. Fear not. I'm here. Person. For example, the person is about to call Hannah. So you call Hannah, or I saw A-N-N-A. And you that you're talking to, you can know it's, oh, it's Hananiah. Did you see that? For example, you can say, oh, it's Hananiah, not Hannah. Oh, thank you. Did you see that? Did you see that? Amen. Maybe the person is calling the number 174. I said 174. Oh, that's only 147. Did you see that? Amen. It can misplace the numbers, but he saw something. Something like 174. Oh, it's 147. Oh, it's 417. Did you see that? Amen. Because how would you know? You have that knowing in your spirit that this is what this person is trying to talk about. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, what are you doing? You're helping the person. The person is the things on the street. We're in a school. Amen. Amen. We're in a school. We are helping the person. And the person is getting better on it. Glory to God. Amen. And you that you are talking, don't think Jesus Christ called something and the person said he was wrong. God. Did you do that? But it was for a reason. I said, I don't have a husband. But Jesus said, no, you have, yes, you have, what you said is right. Right? Because you have five. You have moved from one house to the other. Glory to God. Did you see that? So who was really wrong? Jesus or the woman? The woman. Yeah, because she was married to different men. Did you see that? Amen. She was thinking marriage is until you pay bride price. Well, sorry. That is the third one about the glory to God. Did you flow with that? Did you? How's life with you? No fear. Right? Were you correct? Were you correct? Was it correct? Were you correct? Were you correct? Do you think you could get better on? Do you think you can get better on? And I've met someone else. Tell someone else. Someone else. Now make sure you are not saying the same thing you said to the former person. Make sure it's totally different. Right? Do it with boldness. See, you don't know who the person is going to be that you're going to turn to. But you're going to walk up to the person and say, hey, amen. I see DBAD. Ah. Amen. Amen. Ada, the man of God. Oya. Glory to God. So, I did not say you should ask questions. So this is not time for questions. There's another part for questions. I said, flow with revelation, places, people. Go ask questions. Places, people. What are you hearing me? Places, people. And I'm not saying you should use utterance. So they are four, they are five. That's it. No. Places, people. Thank you, Jesus. Shanda has kalamando, uskenem attendi. Sisikiti hafala and the haskali. Fila has kalamandi, his kelemanda. Ramanavaraba. Hope this is still recording. Good. So, trust in the Lord with all your heart. I like that. Two of you. I like that. Flow in revelation gift. That's the kind of revelation gift I like. Flow. Because you are not going to talk about, since you know almost 90% about yourselves, it will be sweet to flow in revelation gift. Ha ha! Woo! Glory to God! Amen. Stop. Glory to God. Look forward. Let's continue. So, do you understand what you've just done? Right? Was that a flow? You guys are not done. No. We have limited time. You have to continue after the meeting. Amen. Glory to God. You know, because there's revelation in this atmosphere. Hope you know that. There's revelation in it, and everybody can tap into it. It's not specially for special people. It's for everybody. We can flow together. Things will be revealed. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Sisters, hope you are with me. Amen. Have faith in who you are going out to. Have you started it? Pause it. Chance to be evident. Hallelujah. Amen. Locations, places, names, things. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Now let me quickly say a few things. I heard this from Pastor Kenneth Hagin recently. I'll say it in line with some things I've said earlier. And I've told you how to know one full of the Holy Ghost, right? Now, he said something. He said, many times, when you have the things of the Spirit in expression, you will always also have a counterfeit from the devil trying to penetrate.
a distraction trying to penetrate. Especially when you have the things of the Spirit in operation. Hallelujah. For example, Paul was in a city and there was this little damsel. I wonder why the King James called her a damsel. Well, damsel is used for a young lady, a little damsel. And she went about. Did you see that? She went about, causing distraction in the name of healing the man of God. These are men of God. Hear them. Did you see that? Amen. I'm supposed to say this when I'm about to talk about the discerning of spirit, but I'll get there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the damsel was causing distraction. And it was counterfeit. Are you following me? Amen. In Matthew 16, Jesus just finished praising Peter. He said, thou art Simon Bar Jonah, right? I'd like to take it from the beginning. He said, but not revealed to you by flesh, by blood, flesh and blood, but by my Father which is in heaven. Right? He said, and I said to you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. Jesus was done commending him, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Hallelujah. He was done commending him. But right there, that service was not over. You know, we began to talk about his death. The same Simon began to push to one side and began to rebuke him. And Jesus said to him, get thee behind me, Satan. The same person that spoke about the Holy Ghost, right, gave heed to speaking wrong things. In the same service. So that means people can easily switch. Amen. People can easily switch. Pay attention to distractions. Sometimes distractions will come. Distractions will come. Distractions will come. Now, sometimes the distractions can be subtle. Subtle. And you must be a man of the Holy Ghost. Now, the discerning of spirit. What? The discerning of spirit. Okay, let me not get into that because I'm trying not to get into that today. I tried not to. So I'm just saying some things along that. But the discerning of spirit also comes with your knowledge of God's word. Your knowledge of God's word. Following the inward witness. The inward witness is like an alarm. Bam, bam, bam. This one. Amen. Like an alarm. Imagine you are in a Holy Ghost meeting. And, you know, just knowing that it's Holy Ghost meeting. And you're having a meeting. Everybody's rejoicing. And people began to clap. Clapping is not flowing in the spirit. I've always said that to us, always whenever I talk about Holy Ghost meetings. Do you remember that? Do you know the reason for that emphasis? So that you don't ever see clapping and slowing in the spirit. It's not a show. Amen. Clapping was never used to talk about, was never used to anything praising God. Clapping was used in mockery. We're told, how do we use our hands in worship of God? You lift up holy hands. No, you clap only. Clapping is used for mockery. I remember then growing up, there's a way we can position our hand to make the loudest sound. You hear that? It's competition. But it is not in worship of God. Okay with me. Some people now say, clapping is medicinal. Come on. Go and do that as sissy, not in worship of God. Amen. Another thing is, you know, we said something, and this can also be subtle. I'm trying to be fast, but I'm telling you, we're going to look at this from next week. Amen. Amen. I discovered I will still have 2 full Sundays after this Sunday that I can still teach you. Amen. Now, this is subtle. Remember I told you when you rejoice, you should do what? Don't rejoice, man. You cannot see. The face of the Spirit comes with joy. Because you can't be rejoicing and you're doing like this. That's not joy. Amen.
You can't be rejoicing and then you are angry. This is not of God. What are you telling me? These are subtle things. And I say, let me just flow with the Spirit, and you're angry. You think of someone that got your mouth. You're mad. Yeah. And you step in and step in out. That's not boldness. That is not of God. Amen. The things of the Spirit don't flow in anger. So you can easily detect. This one is not talking about the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's talking about the Holy Ghost and talking from your head. Hope you're with me. Amen. The gifts of the Spirit works with joy. I say that to us. Joy. Joy. Energy. Joy. Now that I say this, that I told you when you rejoice, pay attention to what you see, right? The sound. Now I said, hey, glory, right? Right? Glory to God. Right? God is good and his mercy endures forever. Right? What you say is important. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Now, something subtle can come. Woo! Glory! Woo! Glory! God is good. Subtle. What's the subtle thing? We see. Amen? They will draw their mouth. I don't know how to do that thing today. And they will make strong. It's subtle. But it's not of God. Amen. So what do you do in a meeting where you have someone exhibit that? Stop the person. You can. Ushers will do that. If you are close to the person, tell the person you don't clap in the Holy Ghost meeting. Correct them. Some people, it's because they were not learning. They were not taught. That in a meeting that we are having, we will have people who are not taught. Are you going to see them want to yield to clapping? Yeah. Yeah? Because Satan is trying to walk his own way. Glory to God. So you're going to say, no, you don't clap in such meetings. You participate. Yeah. Amen. You don't do, whee! I don't know how to do it, so that's why I can't do it. Amen. It's not that. That is wishy. That is light wishy. Amen. And you will be loud. I don't know how to do it tomorrow. Amen. Amen. They will do it. And you tell the person, no, you don't do so. You speak God's word. Amen. We are doing everything together. Hallelujah. And by God's Spirit, whosoever that will lead in those meetings will do well to say it, that as many who are coming for the first time, we have prayed for them. Do well to say that boldly. Have we not prayed for them 2 days? We've prayed for them that they will yield in this place to God's Spirit. Hallelujah. Just like Saul. When he was in a garrison, when he saw the garrison of the prophets prophesying, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he prophesied. That is going to happen in our midst. But I'm telling you that you pay attention to those distractions. You know, it dropped in my heart while I was coming back from work. So talk about this very well. Hallelujah. About this very well. Glory to God. Pay attention to those things and take notes. Pay attention also to the leading of God's Spirit in the meetings. When the pastor says to you, we are flowing in revelation gift, it therefore means the leader has known by God's Spirit that there's a mighty revelation in that atmosphere and you can key. So the moment he says that, whenever you hear things like there's mighty revelation here, oh, word of knowledge is so strong here today, you will say, what will your response be? I walk in the light of it. My eyes are open. My mouth will speak your word. I came to flow for the edification of ourselves in love. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. As I came to such me, I said you came in with words. Hallelujah. Amen. They say, there's prophecy in this place. Say, yes, I flow. I have divine utterances. Hallelujah. I speak God's mind and not my mind. I say God's word. Amen. The revelation is strong. Yes, yes. Revelation gift is so strong. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirit will flow through me today. Hallelujah. And I will receive of the same in this meeting today. Learn to use the word. I told you, the peace of the Spirit works with intelligence and paying attention. So you pay attention to the words. You pay attention, hallelujah, to what he said. Sometimes what he said will be found in the songs. As you sing them, you mutter it. As you sing them, you mutter it. There's a mighty flow of God's Spirit in this place today. I yield. Tell you, say, I yield. I don't hold back in this meeting. I yield. I don't hold back. I yield fully and I'm soaked fully. Hallelujah. Bless your heart. Hallelujah. So we'll see on Sunday. God bless you.